Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, friends, welcome. If you get off of work at 5 o'clock, you do the 9 to 5 thing. First of all, my sympathies, but I hope you had a good day. And thanks very much for making me a part of your day and WBEN as a whole a part of your day. But just remember, while you're at work, there's a lot more and a lot better to this radio station than me. David Bellavia, 10 a.m. until 2. Just extraordinary shows this week, as always. Usually it's B-Maz, Brian Mazurowski, and Beamer, Joe Beamer, from 9 until 10. But I'm off the rest of the week, at least, so they can do the second eye surgery. So I think B-Maz will be solo tomorrow and Friday. And then, of course, every morning, start off your day with everything you could possibly hope to need to know, with Susan Rose and Brian Mazurowski here on News Radio 930 WBEN. We are live, we are local, we are Buffalo. So, been talking a little bit about the death penalty, and frankly, kind of an anemic response to that particular question, which kind of surprises me, to be honest with you. I think maybe one of the reasons for that is, how many times have we seen somebody sentenced to death and then appeal after appeal after appeal, and by the time they actually are led into the lethal injection room, we've forgotten why they were there in the first place. But it is obviously the right of somebody to file appeals as the law allows. And what else are you going to do when you're in prison but study the law and try to find a basis on which to save yourself? And, you know, I'm going to be a little bit of a hypocrite here, because as much as I believe in the law, and I don't know, I hope that you understand, and that I'm not the only person who thinks this way, I hope you understand from where I'm coming. Like you, I have an emotional side, a gut feeling side, and I've got a rational side. Logic, Occam's razor, due process. And my first thought on Saturday was, man, I wish they'd have turned this person over to the neighborhood and maybe look the other way for a while. But that's wrong, because that gets into a lynching situation. And we don't want that, because without the law, which is supposed to protect us all, what do we have? We have no protections. And that's dangerous. And I'm going to be a bit of a hypocrite here, because remember Jeffrey Dahmer? Jeffrey Dahmer was one of the most demented serial killers in American history, who used to lure young men, generally our black brothers, to his apartment, and then drug them up, and then murder them and do all sorts of unspeakable things, including cannibalism. And I will never forget his pre-sentencing hearing, where family members spoke to Jeffrey Dahmer, We actually aired it many years ago. Statute of limitations has passed on the other radio station. A lot of words got through that never should have gotten through because of the emotional nature of the situation. We didn't get any complaints. We weren't fined because everybody understood these family members are face to face with the monster who ate their loved ones. I can't blame anybody for being, more than a little upset and wanting to vent their anger against Jeffrey Dahmer. And folks, is there anybody here who, upon hearing that Jeffrey Dahmer had been murdered in prison, is there anybody here who shed a tear? I don't think so. I think most people's first reaction was, good, he got what was coming to him. Maybe not legally, but morally. And I thought to myself, taking a religious concept like karma out of the equation, well, you know, that's what happens when you kill a whole bunch of innocent people and you are a monster. Other people who are in prison for doing terrible things see you as an even bigger monster than themselves. So I'm a bit of a hypocrite on that front. Of course, there's also the case of Whitey Bulger, who used to run the Boston outfit, and he was an old man when he finally got caught up to by the law, and he was put in prison. And some people have made the argument that he was deliberately put in a situation where he was going to be taken out because Whitey was, among many other things, apparently, let's just say, cooperating with certain law enforcement officials to gain an edge over rival gangs. And when you go to prison, those rival gangs have associates and friends that have long memories. And they beat Whitey Bulger to hell. I'm not going to go into details and specifics. Let's just say brutal, but considering what Whitey Bulger did to his fellow human beings during the course of his life, don't know that anybody shed too many tears about the eventual demise of Whitey Bulger. And folks, I don't know where you are on this, and maybe, you know, maybe this is not a good topic. I'm trying to figure it out myself. I'm trying to figure out what would be a punishment that would would be harder for the monster terrorist who killed 10 innocent people on Saturday. He's 18 years old. Would you have a problem sentencing an 18-year-old to death because the lawyer will argue that the frontal lobe, which contains the base of logical, rational thinking, is not fully developed in an 18-year-old, no matter how intelligent on an IQ test? And obviously the prosecution will say, no, this person plotted this methodically, had plenty of time to back away, but it was a systematic preparation for the execution of people that he didn't like because of how they looked. So would you sentence an 18-year-old to death? I would. But my whole point on the death penalty, if you're just joining us, it has changed over the years because as I have read books about people who have been wrongly convicted, I mean, we had a fella this week or last week locally who was released because he was sent to prison for something he didn't do and ended up getting a $6.6 million settlement. Well, how many years would you want to spend behind bars for $6 million? There's not enough money in the world that can compensate you for the best years of your life. Is there? Because there's no way. Absolutely no stinking way. But do you believe, first of all, could you sentence an 18-year-old to death? And my new view on the death penalty is I believe in it, but only if the legal threshold becomes beyond any doubt, which is increasingly possible given all of the eyes, surveillance camera, and technology that is currently available that wasn't available even 30 years ago. So I don't have a moral issue with the state taking a life, but I don't want the state taking somebody's life in our name unless it is proven beyond any doubt that that individual is guilty. Not just reasonable doubt, but any doubt. But is it worse for this person, if convicted, to receive a lethal injection or to spend decade after decade after decade rotting away in the loneliness and boredom of a supermax facility, knowing he will never be with a woman? He will never enjoy human intimacy. He's going to miss out on everything in life. And day after day, all he will be thinking about, well, can't presume that, all he should be thinking about, the innocent people he took from people who loved them. I mean, what is worse? Now, Cuomo, I don't remember if it was Mario or Andrew, I think it was Mario, used to say, life in prison is worse than the death penalty. And over the years, there are some inmates who've expressed the same sentiment, basically saying, please put me to death. I can't take prison. I want death instead. All right, give me your thoughts on this. I thought we'd have more people wanting to take part in this, but I might have gauged the situation wrong, which, you know, happens from time to time. I'm human like you are. Bowerly with you. Let's get to the calls on WBEN, see what you guys have to say. I've been doing a lot of talking, which must be boring the heck out of you. Or perhaps you're simply intrigued by my descants. I love that word. Let's go to Scott in Niagara Falls. You're on WBEN. Scott.
Hi, Tom.
Yes, sir.
Think yourself. When I was younger, I totally was for the death penalty and thought that was just the greatest thing. But as I've aged and seen just what you've talked about, I agree. You know, you put somebody to death, that's a bell you can't unring. And then, you know, if you find out years later the guy really didn't deserve it, you can't fix that. So I agree with your whole premise that we could use the death penalty, but we do need to know it, you know, an absolute certainty that the guy did it.
Yeah, beyond any doubt. That is the threshold. I'm sure the lawyers could come up with a better way to phrase it, but just day-to-day conversation, beyond any doubt. And the best example would be Jack Ruby and Oswald, or somebody who broadcast live their murderous rampage against nice people.
Yeah, I think this is pretty much a slam dunk as far as we know the guy did it. You know, and then the other thing, argument about the 18-year-old frontal lobe not being developed, well, we can't have it both ways. If we're going to say that, then we shouldn't be letting these 18-year-olds join the military. And I'm pretty sure we don't want to dissuade people from joining the military. So,
well, there's a reason. The younger you are, the more easily brainwashed you are from being an individual to being a part of a team. And in a combat situation, you need to be part of a team.
I totally agree with that.
You lose your individuality and you become the Army or the Navy or the Air Force.
And that's why it works. But that's what I'm just saying. They could argue against the draft all day long then if they want to say, well, these poor young people, they're not fully developed. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just, again, we can't have it both ways. But in this country, we seem to want to have it both ways.
Well, we do. And the talk, you know, Kathy Hochul concerns me greatly. And again, we've been, all of us, through a collective tragedy, but I don't remember Kathy Hochul speaking out against the hate speech against people attending Trump rallies, against the hate speech and threats directed at people attending Trump rallies, at the hate speech directed against President Trump. I don't remember many people complaining about that. And if you're going to start talking about hate speech, it's got to be something that is universal. You simply can't say that, well, this side has hate speech, but this side is as pure as the driven snow.
Absolutely right. Totally agreed. But we all know what she's all about. She's a hypocrite's hypocrite.
Oh, she, I will say that I believe Kathy Hochul is one of the most loathsome and transparent politicians I have ever seen in my lifetime, and she's also the luckiest person on the face of this planet.
I would not be surprised if she doesn't fall into the presidency someday, just like you've said.
You know what?
Be there.
Scott, I'm going to tell you something. At the end of the day, I'd almost be willing to bet my 401k, because I think it's worth $50 right now, after, you know, 40 years, I'd almost be willing to bet that Kathy Hochul is going to somehow end up being president of the United States.
I would not be at all surprised.
Nope. It's par for the course. I've never seen any politician, and rarely have I seen a human being with such limited skill achieve so much and be so lucky. It's amazing to me. But you'll be happy to know that even though I felt guilty at one point about this, I did snub her at a party. And I feel pretty good about that now.
You've talked about that in the past, yeah.
Yeah, only because she has no principle. She has no bedrock. She has no standards. She blows with the wind. And you can't trust somebody like that at all.
I forget whether it was you or David who called her a chameleon. I think we
both have called her a chameleon, possibly a squid. I think squids also have the ability to camouflage. I thank you kindly for the phone call. We'll see what other people have to say. You know, and the difference between somebody like Governor Hochul and Mayor Brown is just so staggering. Mayor Brown exudes class and dignity. We had him on the show earlier in the 2 o'clock hour. And look, I run into Mayor Brown all the time. He is always, I mean, he knows my political views. I know his political views. But the one thing that we both want is for this region to succeed. And I have a genuine affection bordering on love for Mayor Byron Brown. And I'm not ashamed of that, because that man has been the face of this region during a very traumatic time. And I am so happy that he is the public face of Western New York during this. The man exudes class and dignity, even under the most trying circumstances. And of course, we don't agree on everything. I don't agree with myself on everything, but I love the man. I truly do.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, we are talking about the death penalty. What's worse, the death penalty or decade after decade in prison? And my take is pretty simple. I support the death penalty, but with the caveat, you got to prove it beyond any doubt. I want to see the burden of proof elevated to beyond any doubt. And the reason is too many people who were innocent have been executed. A disproportionate number of those people have been people of color, or shall I say a darker color than I. I'm a person of color. It's just not very dark. And of course, this program and anything we've done this week dedicated to the memories of those human beings who were killed by a terrorist on Saturday on Jefferson Avenue. The innocent victims, Roberta Drury, just 32 years old, Margus Morrison, 52, Andre McNeil, 53, Aaron Salter, 55, Geraldine Talley, 62, Celestine Cheney, 65, Hayward Patterson, 67, Catherine Massey, 72, Pearlie Young, 77, and Ruth Whitfield, 86. So when you hear 10 dead in mass shooting, these people weren't a mass. They were human beings doing what human beings do, just going to the grocery store. Let's get to the calls on WBEN. Teddy in Buffalo, you are on. Hello.
86.
Teddy.
10 dead in mass shooting.
All right, we'll put Teddy on hold here because, oddly enough, when Josh says, turn the radio down, I'm going to put you on hold, the radio must be down. Here is Tom in Eggertsville. You're on WBEN. Welcome.
Yes, sir, Mr. Tom Bowerly. I haven't talked to you in a few decades, but this one really gets under my crow. First off, I agree with your criteria about the death penalty. And I had my own reasons, like the Hammurabi's Code, eye for an eye type mentality, too. But it has to be done fairly. And I think the best example of the unfairness of it was when Susan Smith was not put to death.
Oh, and for those who don't know, Susan Smith is a woman who drove her own children into a lake to drown them, and it originally claimed that a black man had done it.
Yeah, I mean, how much more horrendous could that be? Oh, your screen caller must be a young guy because he didn't connect on the name, but I was positive that you would recall that atrocious incident.
Well, Tom, everybody is younger than we are now.
Yes, but I have a tendency to forget that. But so back to the subject anyway, Tom. I mean, she did two things. I mean, how much worse could you be? So how was she given clemency on that? I don't remember the specifics, but I was quite appalled that she didn't get it.
I mean, the two things she did, one would be a relatively minor crime compared to murder, filing a false information with police, and the other, of course, multiple homicide of her own children. And here's a line that I think is worth saying. If you're ever going to have a death penalty, you have a death penalty. I mean, and this is a case, by the way, that happened back in 1994. Two counts of murder.
Yeah, amen to that, brother. I can't fathom how this person should be alive, because that has to be a subhuman type of person.
Well, she got a life sentence. I mean, life sentence. I don't think she's ever going to get parole.
Yeah, well, that's okay, but I'd rather see her eradicated. And as far as...
Well, the point is, and I think here's the point, okay? And this is why historically our black brothers and sisters have not, in public opinion polls, been in favor of the death penalty. Because if a crime is committed by somebody of a darker complexion, they get the death penalty. If it's a lighter complexion, they're viewed more as a human being, and they get to live.
Tom, it's the old follow the money. If you got the money, you got, you know, we have the best legal system money could buy. Maybe an example would be OJ. I mean,
I'll give you a better example. I mentioned earlier from Chicago in the 1920s, the murder of a kid named Bobby Franks by his cousins Leopold and Loeb. They were two of the scions of the rich, some of the richest families in Chicago. And I referenced the fact that these families hired Clarence Darrow. Everybody thought these two young, rich, white boys were going to be executed. Clarence Darrow brilliantly went for a bench trial, putting the sole responsibility for the lives of these two young murderers in the hands of the judge. And in his closing arguments, kept saying, if these boys don't make it, it's you make that decision. If they're going to be executed, you make that decision. And he kind of put him into the position of being Pilate in the New Testament. And the judge did not go for execution, much to the surprise of many Chicagoans. Of course, there were thoughts that given the vast multi-millions of the Loebs and the Leopolds, that maybe some money had changed hands. Loeb, as I mentioned, was killed in prison when he tried to sexually assault another inmate. And Nathan Leopold, who, by the way, and you can look this up, had one of the highest IQs in history, he was eventually released and died in Puerto Rico.
Wow. Well, Tom, I just, in closing, I'll say your knowledge of U.S. history is voluminous. I said it right.
Well, yeah, but just keep something in mind. A, I don't know everything about history. There's a lot of things I don't know. And in a lot of ways and in a lot of various subjects, I am the stupidest person you will ever meet.
Well,
ask me to make a martini. I haven't a clue. I have no idea what goes into a martini.
How about doing the brakes on your car? Can you do that?
Really? That's like asking if I can build a space shuttle. Dude, I can barely vacuum the car. Come on. I thank you kindly. I appreciate it. Folks, we at some point we have to do a show on this, about where is your genius and where are your shortcomings, because I'm telling you, conventional IQ tests, okay, they measure a certain kind of intelligence, but that's not the only intelligence there is. Billy Bing used to be head of the Carpenters Union, all right? He's a very dear and close friend of mine. He thinks I am brilliant beyond words. I watched Billy build a deck in a weekend, a perfect, beautiful deck. I could never do that. Who's the brilliant one? The guy who can quote Shakespeare, something he didn't write, or a guy who can build a deck from nothing? Ladies, go with the Billy type every time. Guys like me end up homeless asking for spare change. It is 5:49 at News Radio 930 WBEN. And given our health benefits, it may come to that. Believe me, other people agree. Here is Mike in Buffalo. Mike, welcome. You're on WBEN. Thanks for calling.
Oh, hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, I just want to say I'm in 100% agreement with you when it comes to the death penalty. Absolutely should be the death penalty in every state. I don't know why New York doesn't have it, but who knows? New York doesn't have a lot of things. Secondly, though...
Well, let me allow me to interrupt. I'm adding the caveat, I can get with the death penalty. I can agree with the death penalty, but I would raise the legal standard to beyond any doubt. And legal standards aren't set in stone. We can change them. In Scotland, there's actually a verdict of not proven, last I checked. So if we can prove it beyond any doubt, then I have no issue in certain crimes with the death penalty.
Right, right. No, absolutely. And I mean, and this absolute tragedy that occurred last weekend, I think, fits that. But one other thing I just want to make is that I find this deranged person to really be a coward, because I find it interesting that he's willing to put all kinds of things on social media to live stream it, and then in the end plead not guilty. Now, I know, I'm sure that was under the advice of a lawyer, but you know what? Why not man up if you're that much. That convicted to do the kind of treacherous and terrible things you did, why don't you own up to it and just plead guilty?
Well, you know, the other thing is, when you talk about his cowardice, he had the gun to his neck. I wonder why he didn't end it right then and there. To me, that's a fascinating question for the forensic psychologist. Was it because you realize that it's not pretty to die by gunfire?
Wow, that's a great...
Why did he make that decision? Most of them don't, and he was all set to do it. And the Buffalo police de-escalated the situation, as society has wanted police to de-escalate situations like that. And you talk about cowardice... I think it's a very critical point. Why didn't you take your own life?
I certainly was brave enough to take the lives of others, but just didn't have what it took to take his own.
Well, and I wonder if he realized the ugliness and the sheer suffering of what he had done, or whether he was simply, as you put it, a coward. And hopefully the psychiatrist will figure out a way to get some actual answers out of this evil individual, presuming, of course, that he's innocent right now, and he will be unless and until convicted by a jury of his peers or a judge. Thank you kindly. I appreciate the call. I want to thank everybody for all the calls today. Means a lot to me. And frankly, the whole week since this tragedy, and I know it's only Wednesday, you people who listen to this show and those of you who've called have just been so amazing in your compassion and in your universal grieving for people we lost in our community. And this sense that we are, in fact, all connected. We don't live in little enclaves. We do interact with people who don't look as we do. Was proven by the sincerity of the grief of your telephone calls. I'm quite moved by how this area and many businesses and how the Buffalo Bills, Sabres, and Bandits even have come together, and various businesses have come together. And I'm glad the Tops is going to reopen at that location. We did interview Mayor Byron Brown the 2 o'clock hour today, if you want to go back and listen to it, WBEN.com, talk to the mayor. And yeah, I'm very much a fan of the way the mayor has comported himself as the face and voice of Buffalo and Western New York since Saturday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for all well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.